Welcome to the Full 360 with Robin and John.
John, have you heard of the, and let's overlook the pronunciation here because I'm going to get it wrong.
Okay.
But the teritopsidore. You know what? Doesn't matter.
Robin, I've never heard of it.
No.
whatever it ends up sounding like.
It's the immortal jellyfish.
Ooh, that's a much better name.
Right? That sounds much cooler, right? So, the jellyfish, which I think we can all agree is basically an alien living on Earth in the first place. This particular jellyfish, which lives in quite a few regions around the world, is an immortal jellyfish, John. It technically could live forever.
Wow.
It actually has the ability to, once it reaches old age, revert to adolescence and do it all over again.
That's pretty amazing.
Right?
Would you revert to... Would you do that if you could?
You know, I don't know, because I read about this thing, and my first thought was, that's amazing. Like, that feels just, that's amazing. But then, I don't know is what I was left with, because, I mean, on one hand, it makes total sense to say, yeah, for sure, I'd go back and do it all over again. But on the other hand, I'm kind of happy being where I am in life, and I think there's something within us that says that, you know, we need to go through the stages. Like, the idea of going back just seems, I mean, maybe for a day for fun, but permanently, no.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, when I was listening to you share about it, I was like, I wouldn't necessarily want to relive my life over again, because, or at least, you know, looking at it now, well, no, because I've enjoyed it and I've had all these,
right.
You know, and I'm having right. all these wonderful things, very lucky. And then I was like, okay, well, what about, you know, in another form, like, you know, like, I guess reincarnation is that kind of idea, right? That you're going to come back potentially
as something else,
yeah,
or someone else. Yeah.
And then I was thinking, but then in a way, some of that seems like it would just be to try and learn some lesson that I hadn't got this time, which I guess is what, like, the whole karma idea is about, is like, okay, so what is it you haven't fully comprehended or got to? What have you not embodied in your awareness so that you can look at life as, oh, no, like,
from a different perspective, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, where I want to get to by the end of my life is a sense of having, like, a full, broad, you know, holistic understanding of what this universe is. And not necessarily, mm-hmm. like, every answer, but just that deep peace of being in the center of my experience and then being complete with it.
It that's interesting that you say that, like, learning from another perspective as well, because I've had this conversation with people before, and I, you know, when the conversation comes up where, like, well, if you could go back and do it again, like, if you could relive your, you know, your teen years or your 20s or whatever, they almost always say, well, I would do it, like, would I know what I know now? Because I do it if I know what I know now. And that feels like when I think about it, I actually stop and think about it, like, that feels like a weird thing to say, because if you went back to being, like, say, 12, knowing everything you know from the time of 12 until the age we are now, then you're not really reliving the experience. You're reliving the experience with this layer on top that is... It wouldn't be a genuine experience going forward from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't be able to be fully... I don't know. You wouldn't be able to be fully a part of that 12-year-old self, right? Like, your body...
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do the things with your body that you can as an adult. You wouldn't be allowed to drink. You know, you wouldn't be allowed to drive a car. Like, you have to ask for a ride everywhere you go. So,
right.
Right. So there's also, you know, you don't necessarily want to revert in that sense. But yeah, I mean, it's so funny because when you said jellyfish are aliens living on Earth, the thought, I'd never heard that before, although it makes a lot of sense, but the thought, the image that suddenly came to mind was lost souls just floating around, just floating around the ocean, just like, you know, pulsating and propelling themselves nowhere to do nothing and just like doing it out of, and in a way, like that feels like if you were just gonna, you know, like go from the immortal old stage back to youth, it would feel a little bit like that.
It would feel a little,
like
true.
Just pushing on, but for no point and for no point. Yeah. It's a really, really messed up image, but it's kind of profoundly speaking to what I was feeling, which was, you know, like when something's complete, it's complete. And that's the beauty of it. That's the only way you draw a circle is when the two lines meet
again. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. When something is complete, it's complete. Yeah, that's really good, John.
Well, thank you very much. And what's the name of that jellyfish again?
Teratopsis.
This will never be complete.
Don't rate me. I have no idea. No, there's no chance.
The immortal jellyfish.
Well, that was great, Robin.
One of our very best, John.
And if you want to hear more, you should come over to patreon.com/thefull360 and join us for our bonus episodes.
Weekly posts.
And good vibe community.
And what was that address again, John?
patreon.com/thefull360.